A. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and more of our celebration of the late, great Joe Sample, who just passed away on the 12th of September at the age of 75, here on Jazz America. But we'll begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with a celebration of the birthday of two gentlemen who have a lot in common. Eddie Gomez and Dave Holland. Now, both of them play, almost exclusively, the acoustic double bass, the stand-up upright bass. Both of them were born outside of the 50 states of the United States of America. Eddie Gomez, born in Puerto Rico, and Dave Holland, born in England. Both of them are about the same age. Eddie Gomez turns 70 years old on the 4th of October, and Dave Holland, 68, on the 1st of October. Both of them worked with Miles Davis in the earlier part of their career, and both have gone on to become fantastic and very versatile in-demand players and leaders of their own band and their own careers. I'll give you first a taste of Dave Holland and one of the aspects of his career, and that is leading his big band, as we give you The Razor's Edge from the album Dave Holland Big Band, What Goes Around. And we'll follow that with the title cut from Street Smart from Eddie Gomez. Two great bassists, both celebrating birthdays, and we'll give you their music right now to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
That spirited, groovin' piece of modern jazz comes from the great bassist Eddie Gomez, the title cut from his solo work, Street Smart. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. Now we've lifted our spirits, and once again we'll get into the music of Joe Sample and his group, The Crusaders, who began life in their home in South Texas, moved to Los Angeles, California, to follow their musical dreams, became the Jazz Crusaders, and later added guitarist Larry Carlton to the band and simply dropped the first word in their band name and became known as the Crusaders. Now, sometimes over the years, the critics have given them a little trouble because they didn't feel like maybe there was enough jazz in their music. It was more pop or R&B, soul, than it was jazz. Well, here's what Joe Sample had to say to answer those critics. And then we'll follow that with some of their very, very popular music of the 1970s. One of their most famous songs, Put It Where You Want It.
You know, I don't mind a critic saying he doesn't like me and this and that. What really appalls me is to change the history, to deny something. And I see things now that are mentioned by certain critics, well, they will give us either no mention of a particular kind of style that surfaced or a minimal mention. And I know that we had a lot to do with all of that. In other words, it was younger bands that came in and created like their interpretations of what the Crusaders were doing. And it doesn't sound like us. And it may even sound like something new, but I know where the roots came from. And that is the main factor that disturbs me. It seems like that was jazz, and that was fusion jazz. And then when you look in the Billboard charts and or the Cashbox charts or the Record World charts at that time, sometimes when, you know, the writers or the critics or everything, they said, well, the Crusaders are really not jazz. And then when the fusion writers begin to write about fusion, they say, hey, they're really not fusion. And you know, we have been sitting in a limbo for years and years and years, which only tells me one thing. I'm original. I don't fit into any categories, which I love it. And I really don't care if I fit into these categories.
Thank you.
From the early 1970s, Joe Sample's composition Put It Where You Want It with his great band The Crusaders from the album Crusaders One. From Texas-born Joe Sample to Texas-born Charlie Christian, one of the great guitarists in all of jazz history. Here's the song Jammin' in 4 from 1941 on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. That's some of the earliest recorded guitar jazz you'll ever hear from 1941, recorded in New York City Charlie Christian, who was born in Texas just like Joe Sample and the members of the Crusaders who moved to Los Angeles to follow their musical dreams. Charlie Christian left Texas to follow his dreams too and hooked up with the likes of Meade Lux Lewis, who wrote the song Jammin' in 4 you just heard, Israel Crosby on the bass too, recorded in 1941. Hope you enjoyed that. I've got more of our celebration of Joe Sample, who passed away at the age of 75 on the 12th of September. And we'll hear more of his classic work with the Crusaders in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And sometimes people just want to write to say hello and check in and say that they're listening, and that's fantastic. Here's a message that I've received that's in that spirit. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I started listening to Willis Conover in the 1960s from London as a student, and now I hear your show on Saturdays in Johannesburg. Thanks, Chris Glur. Well, thank you, Chris, and I want to play a song for you. In fact, if you listened back in the 60s and in the 70s, you probably know the music of the artist who is a fine composer as well as performer. Her name was Laura Nero. Well, the great jazz pianist Billy Childs has put together a wonderful new presentation, a new project called Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero. And he takes her famous songs and turns them into modern jazz with the help of various artists like Alison Krauss, Diane Reeves, Ricky Lee Jones, saxophonist Chris Potter, and in the case of the song you're about to hear, Wayne Shorter, Esperanza Spalding. Here's Billy Childs from Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero. Just for you, Chris Glur, listening in Johannesburg, South Africa, to VOA's Jazz America.
The steam of China tea.
That's the legendary trumpeter Kenny Dorham from his album Whistle Stop from 1961, and what an esteemed group of musicians joined with him on that one. Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums for the song Philly Twist. Kenny Dorham, here on VOA's Jazz America, who, by the way, was born in Fairfield, Texas. Just like Joe Sample and the rest of the members of the Jazz Crusaders, later to be known as the Crusaders. Now, Texas is probably a state known for music in the rock and roll and rockabilly and country and blues worlds. Not so much jazz, but it has quite a jazz scene and a jazz heritage. Even today, lots of young players come from the state of Texas and make jazz history. Jason Moran is from Texas, and so are many others. North Texas University in Denton, Texas, is quite a center for jazz education and jazz studies, too, and many fantastic jazz musicians have come from there. Nora Jones studied there, as well as the great arranger and composer Conrad Herwig, keyboardist Lyle Mays, who collaborated with Pat Metheny down through the years. He studied at North Texas University. So there is a jazz scene going on in Texas. And Kenny Dorham, who left Texas to follow his musical dreams, certainly one of the great musical sons of that state. Well, let's talk further now with the late, great Joe Sample from Houston, Texas, and get some thoughts about the variety in the styles of music that he created with his great group, the Crusaders.
I had like 6 or 7 or 10 or 15 different sides of music in me. And there was the classics, and there was my love for Latin, and there was my love for, let's say, blues, and also the gospel. And that was basically our music. And up to that point, I had actually been imitating and copying up to a degree all of the guys who had created previous styles, let's say. And all of a sudden, one day, I began to realize, and also the other guys, that we had our own, style of music, and we knew that it was like partly jazz, it was partly blues, it was partly that, and at the same time, I wanted people to just listen to the music and do not prejudge it by saying the Jazz Crusaders. So I wanted someone to say, what is this music? And then someone would say, you know, that's jazz, but I like it.
Joe Sample and the Crusaders showing off their Southern roots from the album Southern Comfort with that funky sound of Stomp and Buck Dance. We'll miss Joe Sample. He was such a sweet-hearted person, so highly intelligent, so highly creative and talented. What a wonderful writer, what a wonderful keyboard player, electric and acoustic keyboards, and sorely missed. Joe Sample dead at the age of 75 on the 12th of September. Well, he certainly has left quite a musical legacy, and so have a number of other jazz musicians from the state of Texas, among them a friend and associate of Joe Sample's, the great saxophonist Ronnie Laws. From his album Tribute to the Legendary Eddie Harris, here's his version of Compared to What on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. one great saxophonist with homage to another. That's Texas tenor saxophone player Ronnie Laws from his album Tribute to the Legendary Eddie Harris, Compared to What? This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for joining me in celebration of the late, great Joe Sample. And next week on Jazz America, it's Stanley Clark in the spotlight. The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the people who hand out the Grammy Awards, invited me to interview Stanley Clark in front of a live audience at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival. I'll share that conversation with you, the Stanley Clark story, and cuts from his new release titled Up. That's next week on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Join me then, won't you?